Amongst the wonders God hath shown within this island and elsewhere, a wonder strange I will make known as ever any man did hear. A virtuous maid in Leicester dwelt who came of honest parentage. Temptations and afflictions felt, although she was of tender age. Elizabeth Stretton was her name, of conversation godly given. God's holy word was all her aim, whose soul no doubt is now in heaven. Sore sick she was, and sick to death, and in a trance for half an hour, that people thought her vital breath extinguished was by death's strong power. He that raised Lazarus from the dead did raise this maid to life again. When as they thought to her life was fled, and that by death she had been slain. At last with smiling countenance upon the company did look, and said she had been in a trance, but Christ her soul had not forsook. I have been in a combat great, even with the Black Prince of the Air. By craft and by his strong deceit did seek to bring him to despair. But Christ doth ne'er forsake his flock, whoevermore on him depend. He was my fortress and my rock, and brought my troubles to an end. O silly soul, the devil said, in Christ why doth thou put thy trust? In hell with me thou must be laid, and thy frail body turned to dust. I know my corpse to dust must fall, but my sweet Christ redeem my soul. I am his child, on him I call, although my sins are very foul. No sinful soul in heaven may dwell, alas, poor wretch, thou art deceived. Thy sins will weigh thee down to hell, when death of life hath thee bereft. God's mercy is above my sin, who did protect me from my birth. My Father knows where I have been, amongst vile sinners here on earth. Whose bad example me did cause to walk beside the path of grace. I have broke all his sacred laws, yet he my soul doth still embrace. When he perceived my faith so strong, Satan began to hide his head. I did by him receive no wrong, so presently he vanished. He was no sooner vanished, but my sweet Savior appeared to me. When as you thought I had been dead, my soul her Savior then did see. Poor wretch, said he, lo, I will be thy father, husband, and delight thy sinful soul from hell to free and overcome the devil's might. I hid my face a little space to try how patient thou wouldst be. To give thee faith and means of grace, and that sufficient was for thee. To overcome the devil's power, the gates of hell could not prevail. I help thee in a blessed hour, and thy poor soul I will not fail. Go tell thy friends where thou hast been, and how my children I protect. How I have pardoned thy sin, and all the sins of my elect. With oil he did anoint my soul, my head and all my body, or he did forgive my sins most foul. I praise his holy name therefore. Now I my Savior's love have again, I nothing in this world do crave, but that I once were free from pain, and fairly laid within my grave. All you that stand about my bed, see that the Lord above you fare, and think on this when I am dead, that you your course well so may steer. For I have fought a happy fight, and overcome by God's good grace. The devil in his power and might, men run with comfort now my race. From henceforth is laid up for me a crown of immortality, where I shall very shortly be with heavenly saints that never die. Unto God's ordinance let go in the weekdays with due respect. Think not the time I'll spend all you that count yourselves as God's elect. As well as on the Sabbath day, as I have been, as you do know, for I to you may truly say, I find the comfort of it now. Let none God's ordinance contemn the means of their salvation. Let not the devil prevail with them to bring them to damnation. I praise my God in all my grief. I never lost my hold of grace. When other folks were bent to strife, I held the church the chiefest place. And therefore mind me what I say, before your glass be run. Though other people go astray, go forwards as you have begun. And meddle not with them that are contentious any kind of way, but ever let it be your care God's holy ordinance to obey. For those that will not serve him here in heaven with him shall never dwell. Therefore, my friends, now have a care that you may escape the pains of hell. So farewell, friends, farewell to all. I'm going to a better place. Let not the devil bring you to thrall, nor fondly lose your hold of grace. Lord Jesus, now receive my soul. I do bequeath the same to thee. O Lord, forgive my sins most foul, and so to heaven pass she. And so departed she in peace to heaven with angels to remain. The Lord above gave her release from her afflictions, grief, and pain. Let people mind her dying words, if in heaven they would live. Her life and death so much affords, and heavenly comfort now doth give. My Lord, give us all grace that we may live to him and die to sin. Our life and death shall happy be, though in a wicked world we've been.